אנחנו לומדים בתלמוד 10 הספירות חלק י בעמוד טף.
We are studying the study of the 10 ספירות page טף טף סמך טט. You're welcome to enter our site Cap TV. You can ask the book also and also send questions to us, selected questions and topics of the lessons would be asked here. So study of the 10 ספירות third volume 10th part words of Dari. And we'll clarify now how, by the above-mentioned Dibur, the broken Kelim got corrected. We're in item 9. It's being clarified that the breaking of this Kelim occurred due to Sigim and Klipot mingled with them. And the Orot, lights, did not mingle with the Kelim, the vessels, due to the Sigim in them. And also the Kelim themselves were not able to receive the Orot due to the Sigim in them. For this in and of itself was the reason that these Kelim did not emerge to start with connected and corrected by the lines, for the Sigim in them caused their separation. And also, as was mentioned above, that all that was with the intention that the Sigim would separate from them, hence they emerged without a correction. Again, item 9, clarifying now how by this Ibur conception the broken Kelim got corrected. It's been clarified above that the gist of the breaking of this Kelim was due to Sigim and Klipot were mingled with them. And the Orot did not join their Kelim due to the Sigim in them. And also the Kelim themselves were not able to receive the lights since they had Sigim in them. For that in and of itself was the reason why these Kelim did not emerge to start with as connected and corrected by the lines, because the Sigim in them caused their separation. And also, as been mentioned above, that all that was intentionally so that the Sigim would separate from them, hence they come out without a correction.
Any questions?
Yeah. What sigims are? What are the sigim?
The will to receive in order to receive. The intention to receive. Sigim, like with gold, silver, and evil addition. Yes, Niv.
Are the Sigim a consequence of the breaking?
The Sigim comes as a result of the penetration of the light into the desire. Meaning, were there any kind of an intention to receive in order to bestow, then now what's revealed is the intention to receive in order to receive, and it's called Sigim. Better put, or more correctly put, it's that the Sigim, this is the thing here, that possible or impossible to correct is divided into several sizes, forms, kinds, types. Meaning, all that stands in the way of in order to bestow, in general. That's in general in the broken kli. And it's hard for us, it's impossible for us to get it out of the broken kli in order to correct it. That's called sigim. From the word sag, that specifically it, through its complete bestowal, as revealed to the Malchut, that there are Sigim in it.
That's it.
Because the Sigim caused the separation, so there will but not be the correction of the lines. And it says here, that all this was with the intention for the Sigim to become separated, and therefore there was the correct And therefore they were not corrected. Why? Because then the sigim were mixed with good intentions, good desires, and from this entire confusion, later on, toward man's work, where out of this work, out of the cleansing, the purification that a person has to do, then he will have the understanding, he'll have the vessels for the attainment of the Creator. Item 9 below, don't have anything. Item 10.
Item 10. And by this Ibur, the Sigim and the Klipot got scrutinized or separated from them. And the lights departed from the Sigim and the Klipot, and by that they were corrected. Hence, we need to scrutinize how they got scrutinized by this Ibur. Again, item 10, Yud. And by this Ibu, the Sigim and the Klipot got scrutinized from them. And the lights departed in the Sigim from the Sigim and the Klipot, and by that they were corrected. Hence, we need to scrutinize how they got clarified and scrutinized by this Ibu.
This is the main thing. How do we scrutinize the lights, the vessels, the nitzotzim, the sparks through our actions? And our very first action is the ibul, the conception. That's what's coming up.
11, Yudalef. And the matter is that during the ascent of the Orot of these Melachim into Ima as man, they caused the zivug of Abba and Ima. And then Abba scrutinizes these Melachim, as it was known in the portion of Pkudei. Veta chazi risha shiruta de meminuta, go machshava betash butzina de kardinuta, vesale go machshava nitzutzin zarik leshach ibo, uberir psolet mi go machshava vaitberir, etc. Ceramic. And the matter is that all the scrutiny of the Melachim were made by the thought, being the mind where it was scrutinized or clarified, and then it descends as the drop of Zivug. Again, item 11. And the matter is that during the ascent of the Orot to these Melachim inside Ima as man,
meaning, first of all, you raise man to Ima, and cause zivuk to Abba and Ima. Ima ascends to Abba, and then there is a coupling between them.
And then Abba scrutinizes these melachim.
There's ochmanim,
as it is known in the portion of Pkudei. And this is how he says, Veta chazi, resha shiruta de mehiminuta go machshava,
which is the Rosh of Arichan being the beginning of Emunah.
Batash butzina de kardinuta, vesalik go machshava, nitzutzin zarik leshach aivar, uvarir psolet, migo machshava, vaitbarir, etc.
Meaning that through the shattering, we got 308 sides, 320 sides, and scrutinized the psolet, the waste, and the intention in order to receive, and then everything was scrutinized. And the thing is that all of the scrutinies of the angels were done by thought, in thought, by the light of Chokhmah, which is the moach, the mind, in which everything is scrutinized. And later on comes, it comes there in the secret of the mind. Question 15 scrutinizes this. You read it? It talks about this? Okay, let's go for it. Doesn't say here, but possibly.
Question Tet Zain in page Taf. Taf Kuf Ein Hey. Taf, taf, kuf, ein, hey, question, tet, yud, zain. Sorry, tet, zain, 16, the scrutiny of the lights. Again, page, taf, taf, kuf, ein, hey, scrutiny of the oath. The scrutiny of the oath meaning the orot, the lights of Nitzotzin, of the sparks. And Nitzotzin, meaning the or ha'av that secreted from the Shimo, that descend with the kelim to Bia, is above. That also the avyud that fell and got purified from the masach is also included in those nitzotzim. For it didn't, in Atzilut remained only the pure or, which is only or yashar, direct light. And it is known that the general melachim that fell into Bia are 320 b'chinot, called 320 nitzotzin, being 8 melachim in each of them. There are 4 phases of the masach, so that every b'china elicitates the degree of 10 sefirot, and it turns out that there are 40 degrees in every melech, and 8 times 40 means 320. And it is known that the reason of the breaking was due to the lower hay of avyut that was mingled in all the b'chinot of these melachim, that these lower hay was not worthy of receiving the awe of Gadlut, of Nikudim. Hence, when the awe began to clothe in the Kelim and hit her, immediately it ascended and was removed from her. And then the Kli broke and fell to Bi'ah, as it is known. Hence, it is also impossible for the correction to start at any correction prior to separating from it the lower hay of Bechina Dalet of the above Avyut. And that correction occurred by the 32 path of Chochmah, which scrutinizes Bechina Dalet from each and every degree, which is the last Bechina in each and every Bechina of the 4 Bechinot in each Melech, and rests only the first 9 sefirot in each and every b'china, as it scrutinizes the 32 malchuyot, which are 8 times 4, and drop them as waste. And the 280th b'chinot he lives in sanctity, being 32 b'chinot of each melech, and 8 times 36 is rapach, 288. And in each and every b'china that raises to be a, it is included from all the 320 nitzotzim. And the illumination of Abba shines only to the 288 of them alone, and does not shine to the 32 malchuyot of Bechina Dalet. Hence, they are shriveling and cannot withhold in Atzilut and fall back to Bia as waste. And remain are only the 288 nitzotzim that are cleaned from this lower hay. And this is what is called the scrutiny of the oat.
What?
The process of rejecting the sigim, he says, it occurs by the light of Chochmah. Can you elaborate on it? What does the Or Chochmah actually protects?
Comes down upon me, Or Chochmah, light of Chochmah, this way, enters and comes here. Doesn't get any deeper. See? Can you depict this? It enters this part of the head that doesn't get any deeper, so into the part that it gets in. I understand what's going on there. I identify things, and the part that it doesn't penetrate, I don't see, don't sigh, don't do anything, don't think. That's it. That is what happens after the scrutiny. Now, if you want, you're allowed to work only with the first 9. Where you're looking that way, and also you looking that way at me not understanding, that is also a result of that. Well,
what's in there that actually rejects the sigim?
The light of Chochmah rejects the sigim.
But why? How is it? How is it happening? Why is it happening? How does it happen?
Because the light of Chochmah comes clothed in the light of Chasadim, and it's to receive in order to bestow. To receive in order to bestow, there is nothing more contradicting to the ego than that, so I escape it. I run away. I'm told that now you'll work for a week,
for a victor out of the bottom of your heart, lovingly. And every moment you'll try and do it 100%, even though no one's looking. Simply so. Can I do that? What do you think? What? That means that there's a rejection, the light of Chokhmah that scrutinizes and shines, and by that it scrutinizes the waste from the food, because the sigim, they escape. The sigim, the desires that still have the intention in order to receive, can't stand it. And it depends on what level the lights and their whole spectrum shine onto the will to receive, and then in each and every desire there's a response of its own. It has its particular depth into which it falls, discernments of its own, and so on. That's the scrutiny. Look, he doesn't open it here. We didn't get into it yet. He says it here, but later on there will be an commentary or elaboration on it in two chapters.
So corresponding to each and every sig, if we could even say it this way, there's a certain discernment.
Otherwise, how could you identify it? If you're not reaching, if you're reaching the final correction, how could it be that you don't identify it and correct it? Suppose now, today you felt that you feel like disrespecting someone. And you feel uncomfortable with that thought crossing through your mind. It happens sometimes. It happens. Usually it's not unpleasant, but sometimes. Okay, so it's a correction on a certain level. Suppose in a few days you also thought something bad about him. And not only that it's unpleasant, but you were really shaken up, you were shocked. You get this heat wave going through, you can't take it, you can't stand it. Second scrutiny. After a few days, again, the light shines, give you a feeling that you're starting to be so shaken up by it, to see it's something so bad that out of this bad feeling you start understanding that it's set up for you this way, that in your bad feeling where you're thinking about someone poorly, it's a kind of an very cunning upper thought that arranges everything for you that way, so you already grabbed hold of the place itself. Now, a few days later, once again, comes an evil thought, you're shocked, you get all angry about it, you understand the source, and you start responding. How do you start responding? That by that you're evoking to connect to the source. And to the extent to which you connect with the source time and time again, what you attain is that you are simply led to feel that way against a friend. And in your eyes, he becomes as important as that source, the origin, the creator, that reveals himself that way. So you see that both the friend and the creator, they're set equally before you, where all in all, they're there in order to bring you to the scrutiny of Nitzotzim and elevate you, so that by them you'll be able to achieve Dvikut. So what I want to say is that the lights that come, they gradually scrutinize, and it happens so with everyone. They scrutinize level by level, always in Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that's why all these sparks, they're also in Yud Kei Vav Kei. You have all in all 320. From them you can scrutinize only Rapach. You can't scrutinize the Lamed Bet, the 32 other. From there comes such a discernment that you simply can't make it. You agree with that? You scrutinize it and you put it aside. We didn't touch that, but it's a very special discernment that it's not up to me to do. Why? Because that specifically is me. All that the light has brought into the Malchut, and as a result of Malchut's impression, and that it itself, in return, wants to respond correctly, we're capable of feeling, understanding, scrutinizing, asking for the force to take an action, uniting in it and ascribing it to the higher. If I will take actions and the will to receive in the fourth discernment, what actions will these be? Please tell me. Answer. Why am I incapable of scrutinizing them?
It would be in order to...
What do you mean in order to? What's going to be in order for it here? Let's put it this way, between us. In Dalet de Dalet, I'm also capable of receiving an order to bestow. Why don't I do it?
How could it be that you're capable if you scrutinized earlier the previous degrees?
I scrutinize all degrees, and I can even do it with Bchina Dalet. What's the thing that I can't do? And this is why I say that I don't do it.
The Malchut itself.
Right, why?
Because how can you raise above yourself to correct yourself?
I can.
Is it possible?
Yes, it's possible. Why don't I do it? What is it that I can't do there? Yes.
There's no low ones. You can't continue.
No. Don't give me these. Smart answers. I'm capable of performing an action to receive in order to bestow, but I can't ascribe it to the Creator, and this is why I don't do it. For me, it's there no longer called a scrutiny. Well, okay, let's continue. Item 12.
Item 12, the words of Dari, in page Taf, Samach Tet. By the zivug of Abba and Ima, and giving their two drops, the seven melachim got scrutinized and corrected, and emerged from them 320 nitzotzot sigim that were not totally clarified. For in each and every b'chinah and madriga and degree, re-scrutinized those 320 till the end of the work, which remain in them complete sigim, where there is no benefit in them, and they are the klipot, the shells. And in total, they are calculated as 320 nitzotzim, for they fell from the sparks, the nitzotzim that fell inside the kelim while they broke. Again, item 12. And by the coupling of Abba and Ima and giving their two drops,
one from Abba, one from Ima,
the seven melachim got clarified and scrutinized and corrected.
We're scrutinized by the light of Chochmah, it scrutinizes, and we're corrected by the light of Chassadim that comes from Ima.
And emerged from them 320 nitzotzot sigim that were not clarified entirely. Because in each and every degree they scrutinized these 320 till the end of the Asiya, as in them remain complete sigim, that there is no benefit in them, and they are the klipot.
Meaning the klipot are called only those sigim that you can't scrutinize till Gemal Tikkun.
And it turns out that everything is as 320 nitzotzim.
All in all, in total, and also in each and every discernment. Well, also, we already know this, like a holographic form.
For that was the number of nitzotzot that fell into the kelim when they broke.
There is the integration of these and these, so it exists in each prina. Okay? Who's there?
You said about the discernment that cannot be scrutinized.
A discernment, there can't be scrutinized. It can't be scrutinized. There's not enough light that comes and scrutinizes. The creature is incapable of scrutinizing it. I don't have any other words to express this. I don't have the words. There are discernments in the will to receive, in order to receive, that the question is as follows. If I scrutinize the tetrishonot, and it's clear to me that what's left is the final sphira of Malchut, that I can't scrutinize, is it enough for me that I can't scrutinize and I leave it to be scrutinized and corrected? Meaning, in the scrutiny of the tetrishonot, do I also scrutinize the final prina? Like, suppose there is no such mitzvah as love another as thyself. Like we learn, how is it possible to obligate to love by the different actions that we do before that, the 301 and 2 and 13, by that we reach the 613. Corrections or actions, and were fulfilled by the light of love, the light of Yechida. That's actually something that you can't directly work on. So here, there's a question. How do we scrutinize this final klipa? So let's scrutinize. There are things that, well, there are no words to express it. It's only clear to us that we can scrutinize this thing as waste, that you just have to get it out of the food. Please.
Inner light, item Yudbet 12. In each and every degree, re-scrutinize those 320 till the end of Asiya, for everything is in the calculation of 320 nitzotzim. As it clarifies, for that was the number of nitzotzot that fell into the kelim when they broke. It is known that the ten sefirot are integrated with one another, hence you have no clarified b'china that ascend from Bia that was not included in her all the 320 nitzotzim, for this integration was the reason for the breaking, as being clarified above. Hence, they need the zivugim of Abba and Ima that will scrutinize and separate from them the dinim and sigim that come from the mingling of the last 32 nitzotzim, being the lower hay, without the mitigation of the quality of mercy. And then they become worthy for the clothing of delights in them.
There's no innovation here. Let's go on. Question 17, please.
Okay, question 17 in page Taf Taf Kuf Ein Hey. Question Yud Zayin 17, page Taf Taf Kuf Ein Hey. Berur and Tikkun, correction and scrutiny. Scrutiny and correction. Okay. Berur, scrutiny, is called the lowering of the 32 nitzotzim, being 32 malchuyot, as psolet, as waste, and leaving the Rapach, the 288, as the structure of sanctity, which occurs by the illumination of Abba. However, yet this scrutiny is insufficient for scrutinizing the degree, because finally they are lacking the Malchuyot in them. Hence, now they need the integration of the Zivug of Katnut of Ima, meaning as her Masach of the lower Hay in the Einaim, whereby there are two Hay, being the lower Hay and the first Hay, included in one another, as the integration of judgment with mercy. And by the integration of the 288 Nitzotzim in this Zivug of Ima, they return and attain the 32 Malchuyot, the 32 new Malchuyot, meaning the ones that are integrated with the degree of mercy. And again, this 322 Nitzotzim were completed. This is the gist of the correction, for it occurs by Ima, because Abba has nothing with respect to the ascent of the Lohei to Day 9, since he receives from the corresponding Bechina in Ak, Bin Ab the Ak, and the beginning of the Lohei in Day 9 starts from Sag the Ak, as we know. In a way that the scrutiny occurs only by Abba, since he's from Chochmah, where the 32 Malchayot of Bechina Dalet cannot receive from him due to the restriction that rides over them. Hence, they are shriveling and removed, secreted from there as waste, for they're scrutinized to be as sigim, that there's no need in them. And this scrutiny cannot occur by the light of Ima, for the light of Ima shines also to Bchina Daled, and over the light of Chasadim, there's no restriction ever. And it turns out that by the illumination of Ima, there are no 32 Nitzotzim that secreted from there. However, therefore, specifically by the illumination of Abba, is what they need. Hence, the correction, meaning to return and correct the 32 Malchuyot, the new Malchuyot, that are incorporated with mercy in the place of the first 30, instead of the 32 that were rejected by the force of the illumination of Abba, that cannot occur other than by Ima, which receive from the corresponding Bechina in Sag the Ak, in her being the root of the correction of mercy with judgment, as it is known, and by the correction and the scrutiny completed the force of the embryo properly. Scott from England asking, what exactly is being scrutinized with the 32 Nitzotzim, and who exactly is he who scrutinizes?
Once upon a time, there was a Potsuf. 10 Sefirot. 9 plus 1. What are the 9? 9 are qualities of bestowal, the qualities of the Creator. That's the upper. And the last one is the Malchut, the matter itself. Chomil. These are the 9. And this is the 1. They broke. They wanted to receive in order to bestow. It didn't work. They started to receive in order to receive. All in all, they have 320 discernments. How come? Niv?
Huh? Lamed Bet Malchuyot.
Lamed Bet Malchuyot. Meifo Lamed Bet Malchuyot.
Yesh 4 Melachim.
There are 32 Malchuyot.
How come?
8 Melachim.
8 times 4.
Time 10 Sefirot.
10 Sefirot. Okay. How many of them is it possible to scrutinize, we say? Rapach. What's impossible to scrutinize? The Malchut. Minus 32. What do we have left? 288. That's possible to correct. Okay, good. They're corrected. And this is uncorrectable. Stays this way. Uncorrected. So what is he asking?
He was asking, what are we scrutinizing, which you just explained, and who scrutinizes?
Ah, who scrutinizes? Sorry. We have only two lights in reality. That's it. Sorry. That's all we have. There's the light of Abba. And there's the light of Ima.
Ima. No. Abba Zor Chokhma.
Abba is the light of Chokhma. Ima is the light of Chassadim.
Aor Chokhma uchotech.
The light of Chokhma, it cuts. It really scrutinizes, like with your brain. Everything's clear, everything's divided, everything's organized. That's the light of Chokhma. The scrutiny. The light of Ima, it's the correction. Chassadim. Because that's what we're lacking. What we're lacking is bestowal, the intention, or to bestow faith. It's the force of Bina. Malchut ascends to Bina. The Chokhmah, it's only in order to discern, separate, cut. This is okay, this isn't, but okay or not okay for correction. It's not yet okay. But it's an okay that this is something that you can correct and this is something that you can't correct, meaning the light of Abba that comes makes this boundary here and says, up to here and no more. And when the light of Ima comes, then it fills it here with the light of Chassadim. That's the division between them. That's the Musar Avicha Torat Imecha. Musar meaning morals, do this and this and that. And then comes the light of the Torah and corrects and fills. Maim Chaim. Water of life. Victor, please.
The vessels that are scrutinized, they are inside Ma and Bon, correct? Meaning Ma builds Atzilut. And the vessels that construct Atzilut are the new Ma. And the Bon is the light of Nefesh, meaning that it's scrutinized eventually within Bia. This is what seemingly our game constantly between the two.
Where did the Kelim of Atzilut come from?
From the Numa.
From the shattering or not from the shattering?
From the shattering.
From the sharing, you don't say. I heard that the vessels of Atzilut come from the Rishimot Aleph Shoresh. And the sharing was in Rishimot Bet Aleph. And even Dalet Gimel.
This is after the scrutiny. Meaning there's the separation later on of the Sigim and then remain the new Ma that is scrutinized by the Sag. Meaning there's the difference.
The new Ma is scrutinized by the Sag. But you're asking me, where does the Kelim come from?
The Kelim of the world of Atziluta, the new Ma.
Yes, where did they come from? Are these vessels that went through the shattering or not?
They got separated by the...
Did I ask you about the separation? I don't know. I asked you, did they shatter or not?
They purified.
You understand?
Because you're asking a question that have many answers.
Say that you don't have an answer.
Why? This is a Zeran Pin way of structuring by the...
Okay.
These are the scrutinies of the light of Chochmah of Abba, Arich, that cuts and separates, right?
Okay, that's it. Enough. Now, for a month time...
Shalom.
Is it possible maybe to explain the process of the scrutiny of the Sefirot and the scrutinies we are doing, or it's really not...
We didn't start this part yet. It's a part called, you see what it says? It's called Ibur Aleph, the first conception. Ibur Aleph is the very first conception. Later on, there's the second conception, it's already Gadlut. But this is the Ibur. Let us advance a bit. And also, you know how he does it. Sometimes he writes something that he'll need for the middle or for the end. Not exactly according to the order of things. He has thoughts of his own. It's sometimes hard for us to understand them. But let's advance. How can I tell you now? How do we correct? What's filled first? What's filled later?
Can I ask a question with respect to on the side of the beginner student?
Well,
so what's all the matter of the quantities here, the parts that Baal HaSulam talks about? Quantity 288. It doesn't sound very persuading to start scrutinizing 1, 2, 3, up to 288. How is it really working? No, really, it doesn't appear like... Look at the board, it's...
It frightens you that it's a lot.
I'm already inside, but a beginner student that's...
Where are you inside?
I'm here for a few years.
You're in the Stony Heart or in the Rapach?
I'm reading the book for the time being.
Look, certainly you can't discern all these things. There are billions, infinite number of details there. But it speaks in general, what's possible and what's not. Our scrutinies aren't quantitative scrutinies. You're saying what you're saying is correct. It's qualitative. When I scrutinize, I'm scrutinizing, can I ascribe it in order to bestow or not? And later, when we come and start to really scrutinize matter, then we feel that we're coming to measurements. We're reaching measurements. What can you do? When I come, I hear music. Ah, wonderful. Then I look, they write like what these small bugs on a piece of paper, notes. I understand nothing about these notes. Or they write in numbers or in letters, the chords when you write them down. I also don't understand anything. What does it have to do with what I feel? Later I come to see the instrument itself. I see that there's plenty of work and planning and things there, engineering and the work with the wood and the metal. What does it have to do with what I feel? And there are mathematical equations there and formulas. And then I come to a sound expert. You know them. So he tells me, you know how they tell different things. That, and all that, what does it have to do with me feeling something pleasant? But you see, that it all belongs to feeling. That is evoked by a sound, and the sound is evoked by an instrument, and the instrument is by that. And the same with us. You start with a feeling, yes, no, how. You cry like a baby or laugh. You don't exactly know why, but that's how it is. Later you understand more and more and feel deeper until you reach numbers and discernments. Then maybe you'll write yourself like the Ashash, the letters, like with the Gematria and everything. But it is the expression of a feeling. But in the depth of the feeling, you will not be able to scrutinize that feeling if you will not get really down into the numbers. These are those people that really understand music, the structure of the instruments and everything. What, they're less excited? They become shrewder and more disrespectful? No. They have this great inner richness out of all of this. They enjoy all the different kinds of expressions. So, beginner. No, it's okay. It'll pass. And
before we move into the next part, let's sing a song together.
Bonifar Beleon.